Okay. All right, let's go. So we're now on a Becker. We're on Perek Shishi. And as we continue our march, Yimachlas Ayeshus. This is the illness of being egotistical, self-centered. Whoa. Hine. Avshalom Nifrot Bekuntris Azeh Keruchla Ekol Machlas Anefesh Hu Trufas. And he says, full disclosure, in our Kuntris, in this Sefer, we can't list every single pitfall, every single spiritual disease and their cure. Unfortunately, they're too many, they're too vast. Nevertheless, Kamosha Dibarnu Mimachlas Atzlus Vaitrapus, just like we discussed being lazy and lethargic, Bibneshi Karosain, because they're foundational. And somebody that's lazy and lethargic, he can't even take his first steps on holy ground in his Avodas Hashem. If you're lazy, if you're lethargic, there's nothing to talk about. We just had a chevra last week talking about what's stopping us as Yidden, preventing us. And there was a very nice position. One of the Bachrim said, just laziness. Just laziness. Let's just be real. Just laziness. So if we're lazy, there's nowhere even to begin. He says the same thing here. We are obligated, forced to speak about being egotistical, self-centered. It's a very, very desperate, very difficult disease, so to speak. What's going to happen? If you're afflicted by being egocentric, all about me, self-centered, a Mr. Know-it-all, you're heading down a bad path. A bad path. And this is what he says. Very interesting, by the way. He wrote this many, many years ago. Again, this is before the Shoah. This is before the Shoah. The Eish... Before what?
It's like between...
Yeah, exactly. Before the Eish Kodesh is during the Warsaw Ghetto. This precedes it. So we're going back many years. Uledavonenu nitpashta ke'et harbei bein otam anarim babacharim hachasirim das velev evin lahem. Sound a little familiar? This is spread, he says, to the youth that don't have common sense and their hearts are like what? Like stones. So we think it's just today, right? We think it's just today when we're just robots to our phones. He's writing this many, many decades ago. Many of the youth, unfortunately, they don't have that common sense. Their hearts are like stone. Sounds familiar, unfortunately. Like in space, nothing going on. And this is where it gets Leibedik. Kol narvichol bachar kazecho shevet atzmo v'dato liyesh b'fnei atzmo. These type of people think what? They're the authority. They know all. They could become like the Gadol Dor. They can say whatever they want to say. They're an independent authority. They're like a das. They know it all. How many of us are like this? We know it all. Of course we should have opinions. We should be well thought out. But it's very gaivadik when Chas V'Shalom kids learn that, oh, this makes no sense. Talking about a great achron, a great genius. This makes no sense. Oh, I know better. I know this. Me, 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 me. Who yodeik l'nahayik? He knows how to act. Who mevei matov mara lo ulanavsho? He knows what's best for his neshama and what's bad for his neshama. Sounds familiar? A gaivadik kid, egocentric kid, says, I know best. I know what's necessary. I know what's good. I know what's bad. And this is us. V'yesh lefamim shem melamed o'av omer lo dvar madricho. And sometimes he could have his teacher, his Rebbe, or his father tell him something, try to guide him. V'nire be'enei etamlin shehu mivin yoter. What does the student think? I know better. What's he telling me? What's the Rebbe know? What does the teacher know? What does the mentor know? I ain't know nothing about anything. Because I know best. I know best. And that person doesn't know what they're talking about. I'm the man. Outdated, archaic. And that plagues many of us. I know best. I'm going to seek guidance. Old school. This is new school. It's over. I'm the man. Anybody tell me what to do? Yeah, right. Please. I know what's going on. I know what's going on. So we may not speak in that way, except unless Dovi. But other than that, we think it. So maybe in an intellectual way, I think he's off the mark. And I don't know why you have to have an accent when you think like that, but I know you guys do. If you're like Dovi, he's like, that's whack. So it depends on the person. My man. He knows. You got to know your crowd. But you know, Bear might have like some like SAT words in his head that it's not right. But it's the same thing. It's just ACT, whatever it is. It's the same idea. We got to know. But we know better. We know better. What does he say? He says, if the Rebbe tries to tell me something. He's a tyrant. He's just trying to force me to do something. Rak mnei shehu rotzeh b'kach. Because why? He just wants me to do it. He just wants me to do it. So if somebody gives me guidance, somebody gives me guidance, they're just forcing me. They don't know what's going on. They just want me to do it for themselves, for an agenda, for ulterior motives. We're always questioning, always cynical. It's very gaivadik. It's very gaivadik. I know best. Don't tell me what to do. What's going to happen? This student's going to be very, very distant from his Rebbe. All of his direction, his words, is not going to help him. It's not going to benefit him. So what the Rebbe was concerned, do we have this trait of, I know best, anybody gives me advice, a parent, a Rebbe, a teacher, they don't know anything. They're from a different generation. No, that's gaivadik. That's self-centered. That's saying, I know better. And if we have that, any direction we get, we're just going to ultimately dismiss, and it will lead to disastrous results.